is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on more dilution of the Affordable Care Act for lower-income workers. We may think that Congress does nothing but try to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and although they do a whole lot of that, like it or not, both parties do come together every blue moon to amend the Affordable Care Act, but even when they do so, it's not necessarily a win for the lower-income workers and families that need the coverage the most. Once again, I'm harping on the theme of allowable deductibles under Obamacare. My old friend and colleague, Mike Gallagher of SEIU Local 615 fame in Boston, was scratching his head in disbelief recently when reading my report of bargaining with large healthcare employers on supposedly qualified plans with virtually no limits on allowable deductibles. He brought to my attention a predecessor work in Massachusetts and a critical feature there that it allowed them to bargain decent health plans. A Massachusetts fact sheet made it clear, setting a cap on annual limits of $2,000 for an individual and $4,000 for a family. Why didn't we have that nationally with Obamacare? Well, we almost do, and then we didn't, it seemed, and it all happened within the last few months when Congress got together across the aisles and on April 1st, 2014, passed the Protecting Access to Medicare Act, which sadly eliminates the Affordable Care Act restrictions on any separate deductible limits. The Bureau of National Affairs, BNA, reported the following. The Affordable Care Act requires annual cost-sharing limits on coverage as part of the essential health benefits package required for plan years beginning in or after 2014. As enacted, it provided for annual limits on total cost-sharing and for annual limits on deductibles for insured employer-sponsored plans offered in the small group market. The Protecting Access to Medicare Act of 2014 eliminated the 2,000-4,000 limitation on deductibles for affected group health plans retroactive to March 23, 2010, enactment of the Affordable Care Act. Unfortunately, what that bit of doublespeak means is that for large employer and self-funded plans, there are no deductible limits, which is why Local 100, United Labor Unions, and many others are confronting the problems of substandard group plans being proposed by larger employers, which are totally inferior and worthless compared to what might be available to the same lower-wage workers under the affordable care marketplaces. For smaller employer and individual plans, the limit on deductibles under the Act are the same as my friend showed me in Massachusetts, at $2,000 for individuals and $4,000 for families. An employer newsletter gloating about the congressional change signed by the president was also crystal clear. Though getting little attention in the aftermath of the new law, there is a second consequence of the new law. The separate limit on deductibles posed something of a challenge in designing bronze level and silver level plans, i.e. plans with respectively 60 and 70% actuarial value. The Department of Health and Human Services recognized as much in final regulations implementing the Affordable Care Act's rules governing essential health benefits. Accordingly, they said, a health plan's annual deductible may exceed the annual deductible limit if that plan may not reasonably reach the actuarial value of a given level of coverage without exceeding the annual deductible limit. In other words, the separate cap on deductibles could be exceeded where necessary in order to get to a particular level of actuarial value. Since the bronze and silver plans are also the ones most often chosen by lower-income workers because of the lower monthly premiums, what the employer advisor was really saying is, no sweat, buddies, HHS had already allowed you to break the deductible ceiling limit if you needed to, but now Congress has repealed the limits anyway, so go low or go home. This was not the fix that millions of lower-wage workers desperately needed in order to finally make fake employer coverage and compliance under the Affordable Care Act real. In fact, quite the opposite. I guess those workers for smaller outfits should feel lucky, because with this alteration, the bigger the outfit, the worse the pain, and the more worthless the health care policy for many under Obamacare. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.